And away we go. Another day in paradise. It is a Monday. We're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Early voting begins today. The polls are open.
Yes.
Get on out there. Let's get it done. Let's remind all of our friends, you know, the good ones.
Well, the Republicans, ones. Conservatives, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The ones that are voting properly.
The ones that don't smell like patchouli oil. You know what I'm talking about.
You know who he's talking about. You know. Actually, this is kind of funny. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and he was saying, yeah, I'm not even going to wear my I voted sticker to work because I don't want to remind my boss, who's as liberal as they come.
Well, maybe he'll forget.
He'll forget to get out and vote. Yeah.
That's
hilarious.
All right. Yep. Bill Maher, real time, HBO, you know who he is, calls himself libertarian. He's not. He's been mostly left of center, but
he says something on pace every once in a while.
He does. In other words, he's smart enough, even though he's a lefty, he's smart enough to take a step back and go, well, wait a second here.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
No. Now, this isn't all, you know, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things he brought up was he questioned whether it was wise for the liberal media to continue avoiding the growing controversy surrounding second gentleman Doug Emhoff.
Oh, yeah.
He said there's a lot of scuttlebutt in the news this week about Doug, and he had a panel discussion on Friday's Overtime online segment of the show. This was the online segment, so it goes after the show, you know. If people don't know what's going on, the Daily Mail out of the United Kingdom is reporting that three women, Emhoff's ex-girlfriend, talked to, which has been the standard very often in these cases, that she said back in, I think, 2011, that they were at Cannes Film Festival, and he slapped her. Ooh. He thought she was flirting with the valet.
Okay.
Yeah, you want the guy that's, you know, getting $10 an hour in tips, which, well, in Cannes, he'd probably do it okay, actually, but yeah. And then he knocked up the nanny, right?
Yes.
That's confirmed.
That's confirmed, yeah.
And Buck Sexton was, I guess, on the panel with him.
Oh.
So he said, yeah, I believe that's been confirmed. And he definitely knocked up the nanny. And what I'm saying is, this is Bill Maher, he says, what I'm saying is, if this becomes more credible, and we don't know yet.
Right.
I mean, a lot of the conservative outlets still aren't reporting it, so I wouldn't go after anybody for not reporting it yet, because these things do have to be checked out. But if it becomes more credible, certainly on the level of Brett Kavanaugh, which was that kind of thing, was reported by everybody pretty quickly, does the liberal media keep ignoring it? Sexton says, yes, they will absolutely ignore it. And I agree.
I probably will. Yep. You're right.
I agree. And look, again, this is one of those issues where I wouldn't care about the guy one way or another. But the lefties did go out of their way to say what a great guy he was.
Right.
That he was the embodiment of, you know, true and good masculinity and stuff like that. And I'm like, no. Don't build this clown up like that, because I know there's skeletons in his closet. Sure enough, here they all come. And they weren't all just going to a Halloween party. They were really skeletons from his past. So my thing was, don't pump him up and try to make him something he's not, number one. Number two, you're setting yourself up for failure, which they have. Mm-hmm. But in the grand scheme of things, if I'm being honest, I don't care about the guy. I just don't care about the guy. No. And I don't think, let me put it to you this way. Doug Emhoff, what are the chances that he's ever going to be a danger to you, to me, to our children?
No.
What? It's not.
He doesn't make decisions. No.
However, his significant other, Kamala, has been part of the open borders, will continue that kind of far left thing. Now, what's dangerous? The open border, the illegals. Yep. We just did a story on these, what were they called? Special interest aliens, SIA. In other words, they have a real official term, and these are people who come from countries that are on a terrorist watch list, have travel patterns that could be. Doesn't mean they are related to terrorism, but it does fit within that.
The places those guidelines. They go, the circles they're in look suspect.
Yeah.
And there are patterns. Yeah. We know that.
Yeah. If you're going to the chicken ranch out west every week, it doesn't mean that you've been doing anything with your chicken or someone else's. However, it does fit a pattern that maybe you would have some closer scrutiny of.
Yeah.
But yet, in this case, they're flying these people in using government planes, and then they're flying commercial. Special interests.
Amazing.
And there's tens of thousands of them. It's not like there's 100. Tens of thousands. I've got several stories from different parts of the country where they're being overwhelmed by the illegals, overwhelmed when the kids are in school. A lot of them can't speak English, so the schools are scrambling. They just don't have the budget. And if they do, they can't find the teachers. They can teach multi-language and all that stuff. It is, I'm telling you, it's a nightmare. So, long story short, Doug Emhoff, sounds like he's got at least some kind of issue. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But who's perfect? Nobody. I am much more concerned about a Kamala Harris in that position of power of commander and chief and president. It truly frightens me. And that's really what we should be concerned about. I don't care about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now, should the media do their job and report the way they would if it was a Republican spouse?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. But we already know they're not going to do that. Again, my focus is on what's real, what's factual.
Mm-hmm.
There is absolutely no doubt about it that Biden and Harris repealed what Trump had in place for borders. Wait in Mexico for your asylum hearing was one of them. They took all that away, ripped it all away, knowing that there would be open borders. And it's not just that. They had their little people go out to the NGOs, these non-government people, spreading money out, giving them plane tickets to come to Mexico. And then, hey, just walk up to the border and, you know, give yourself up and you're in. And it's precisely what they've done.
Amazing.
That, to me, I don't know that I'd need really any other issue. That's just one, but it's a big one. It's a big one that will impact our lives and our families' lives and for a good time to come.
Oh, yeah.
It's impacting them now and will be ongoing. This, you can't even call it a bad decision. They did it on purpose. This kind of chaos, what American would want the kind of chaos that they purposefully brought to our shores, to our country, through our borders?
Wow.
I just don't.
And you can't fix it overnight. It's like you said, it's going to be a problem for a while. Even if Donald Trump does win, you can't fix this quickly.
You are so correct, sir. That's the thing. Yeah. A Hezbollah drone evaded Israeli air defenses and managed to strike very close to, if not right on, the private home of Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. This happened early Saturday. He was not physically present, and there were no reported injuries. We'll dig back into that other stories. But coming up next, what's bugging you? This is where you call in, you air it out, you get it off your chest, hopefully feel better. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And I know you'd never be one of those. All right, you ready? Call in 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
With so much to talk about,
an armed society,
there's a lot that fires you up.
Is a polite society.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's going to be an awesome day. It is time right now for What's Bugging You. By the way, polls are open. Vote early. Polls are open. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Mercedes. What's bugging you?
Oh, good morning. Good morning. What is bugging me is that the polls opened today at 8:30. We did not start on Saturday. and I cannot vote now in the morning. I will have to do it today or during the week, and it just killed me. I wanted to be the first one to vote for President Trump in Columbia County. That's all, Bob. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Did she say they don't open till 8:30?
That's what she said.
Oh, that is
what she
said. Maybe because that's early voting. I'm just so used to the polls 7 to 7. But we'll check on that. And that was Columbia County.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mercedes. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Welcome back, Bob. What's bugging me, and I don't follow sports too much, so I might be a little late to the game, but a couple of days ago I learned that the Cleveland Indians politically corrected their team name by switching up the first two letters, and I'm all like, I had to immediately go to my baseball card collector. They have Alan Ashby from the Indians and Bobby Bonds and the team picture from the 1970s. So I'm just getting sick of all this flimsy, flaccid political correctness name. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bizarre. And the thing is, the indigenous people, the Native Americans, and almost all of these cases, they're not even pushing for it at all. In fact, they're proud that their heritage, they don't feel like it's an appropriation. It's recognition. It's, hey, remember us? Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
Well, first, let me say that in Citrus County, early voting opens at 8:30. The polls open at 7 on Election Day.
Thank you.
So that's that. There's an old saying that generals are ready to fight the last war. And I think I'm afraid that President Trump's team is going to try to fight the last war instead of what they're facing right now. This pregnant nanny thing, it smells like an old-fashioned October surprise. It's about as relevant in today's society as a Sony Betamax. This is millions of people have already voted. Moral slips like that, they don't care. Trump's machine needs to put their energy to what happens during and after the election. This isn't going to be about the voting. It's going to be about the counting. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, well, that's true on all counts. And thank you for the update
on the
8:30 start time to early voting on the actual election day. It is 7 to 7. Thanks for the clarification. 877-975-9825. Call in right now for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control and Tater. What's bugging you?
Morning, fellow election denier. Bob, I really appreciate you talking about the border, but it goes way beyond that, partner. Nobody seems to really be talking about the amount of money that a lot of these people that are coming across, well up into the thousands, are paying $6,000 to $10,000 a piece to the coyotes, and the coyotes are funneling that money to the cartel, not to mention the ease in the drugs that are being imported, coming across the border in droves. We're only confiscating about 10% of it, and we're killing 100,000 of our young people every single year are falling to death because of the drugs.
Thanks for the reminder. You don't have to tell me. I was one of the first giving statistics out that it was the number one killer of adults 18 to 49 years old. Number one, fentanyl overdoses. Yeah, no doubt. I just can't go through the litany and the list of everything that's attached to the borders. It's bad. So I don't take the time to do it every time. But the border issue is just so clear cut. I just don't understand why anybody can't see it as clearly. Let's go to Martin. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. You touched on it earlier. As my friend Scott says, the indoctrination is almost complete. There's so many people have been convinced that Kamala Harris, this vapid, absolutely incompetent, unfit for office person, should be a president of these United States, the highest office, not just of our land, but the most powerful job in the world. How in the hell are these people thinking she is at all fit for this office? It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. And it's disappointing. So many people are hooked on social media, watching their phones, doing nothing but paying attention to people on the left who want them to think this way and vote this way, so that this immigration debacle can continue, so that deterioration of our nation can continue. And it's really sad, and I'm sorry to say it, but we've really got to start stepping it up a notch in terms of engagement with our young people. That's another thing these leftists don't want, civics being taught in schools anymore. It's the reverse. They try and destroy young people's minds instead of allowing them to engage in reality.
Well, yeah, you can't. Look, if you teach kids how to think instead of what to think, you're going to have a much more difficult road to try to pull them into, you know, Marxism and socialism. Everything you said, totally agree, my friend. Hang in there. Daniel, what's bugging you?
Hey, bud, what's bugging me is everybody's hang up on Amendment 3 because there's no home grow. Now, that bugs me, too, that there is no home grow, but I think it's a step in the right direction. But what I'm not understanding is everybody's hang up is they're okay with alcohol, and I can't legally make my own moonshine at home.
Well, the difference there for some folks, what if there was one alcohol company that wrote a bill so that you could have alcohol just so they could benefit, and it really didn't do what people think it was? That's kind of the scenario here.
Yeah. Look, if we didn't have medical marijuana, I probably would say I'm all for it, but because it is so easy to procure it, that's kind of the issue with me, but I know, this next fellow, he might not agree with me. Hard to believe. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I agree with Daniel, but I hear everybody talking about how many people are dying from these drugs and everything, and they don't want marijuana, but I just looked it up yesterday and went from 147,000 Americans dying every year from alcohol to 178,000 last year. So it's gone up quite a bit, as you can tell. I'm no mathematician, but from 147 to 178.
Let's go. Let's bring back prohibition and get rid of all of these things that kill people, ruin lives, destroy families, all that goes along with it. Let's bring back prohibition.
Okay.
Two words, though. Al Capone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. It is.
He didn't even pay his taxes, for goodness sakes. What a
scumbag. No, he didn't.
Oh, man.
It is 7:28. Thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up at 8:05, Nanette Holt from Epic Times will join us right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Is anyone in Milton's path?
Supportive of the power restoration operations. We're glad that all those folks were saved.
Catastrophic.
As it happens.
Really hit hard, and they've done really a fantastic job. The federal government, on the other hand, has not done what you're supposed to be doing.
The news station.
You have an opportunity to save Lebanon before it falls into the abyss of a long war.
Israeli public will not accept a Palestinian state.
The local coverage you need. The election coverage you want. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
7:36, time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy, happy Monday, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Craig Cassidy is here. Yeah, we're going to make it great. There's early voting. Knock it out as soon as you can. And I apologize. I thought polls open at 7. That's on election day. Most of your early voting, I believe, in area counties is 8:30. So I apologize to anybody that I misspoke. I didn't have the information in front of me. And I'm busy during those times anyway. You know, I'm kind of hanging out here.
A little tied up, yeah. Something to do.
By the way, I had a nice time at Biketoberfest. Just nice people, good people. I mean, everybody that was there is voting for Trump.
That's awesome.
I mean, really.
Everyone.
If they're not.
Yep, they should.
They're being very quiet about it. Yeah, let's look, people, you know, hardworking people that, you know, also know how to, you know, enjoy themselves and have some time. And they work hard to be able to take that time off and ride, in some cases, their fancy motorbikes up and down the road. I know I enjoy it. Very therapeutic.
How many of them were electric? Did you happen to notice? Did you keep track of how many of the electric bikes were there?
I don't recall seeing any.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't hear it, but I just thought you might have seen
true.
One. You know, just curious.
Yeah, that's true. I know people get tired of hearing that, you know, loud pipes save lives. And I don't know if I totally buy into that, But I know there is something to that.
Oh, well, obviously.
I don't know that they have to be nasty enough to give you a headache. But
if something you hear comes up alongside you as it's passing you versus something that doesn't, I mean, how many times would you be walking across a parking lot, if you're not careful, an electric car backing up will run into you?
Absolutely, you're right.
Because you don't really, if there's any other noise around, you don't hear anything going on. So it's a point well made, I think.
Okay. Right. So there's that. Oh, hey, we've got a very special guest. She's been with us before, Nanette Holt from Epoch Times. Mm-hmm. She's got some interesting reporting from Western North Carolina. She's got a reporter that's stationed in Atlanta ahead of the election. She's got some great stories to share with us. So I'm very much looking forward to that. One of your top stories internationally, Hezbollah drone was able to evade Israeli air defenses and managed to strike near or possibly hit the private home of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu early Saturday. He was not there, so he was not hurt, nor were there any other injuries reported. Axios reported that Netanyahu's private residence in the coastal town of Caesarea was actually hit. Times of Israel reported it was targeted, but did not confirm that the home was actually impacted by the drone strike. And so, anyway, it's not like
a surprise, is it? I mean,
no, yeah. And it's not so. Like, I guess we can't expect things to settle down there anytime soon. Or is Biden running around saying ceasefire? Is he doing that?
Typically speaking, yeah.
Right after they try to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, let's stop now.
Yeah. Got to be fair about this now. Come on.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're all going to die anyway, Greg.
Well, eventually. Yeah. Most likely. I'm not in a rush or anything, but, you know.
Well, then what are you doing about climate change?
I have not bought a private plane.
Good for you, because it seems like those with the biggest mouth also happen to have large enough wallets to buy these private planes. And and I can't. I'm not going to try to fake it and pretend like I'm Mr. Pop Culture and I know who this is.
Okay.
Lizzo.
I know who she is.
What is a Lizzo?
She is a
part
rapper.
Part lizard, part...
Oh, she is a black entertainer. She is a very large woman and touts that. A lot of controversial past. Maybe not being nice to some of her staff. But she's a big deal out there.
So apparently there's a video of her getting on a private jet. And she was going to go, I guess, help for campaigning for Kamala.
Oh, okay.
And
sounds about right.
But Lizzo and Kamala have also promoted climate change activism. And, I mean, they're all about the, you know, the carbon footprint and all this. Apparently, her foot itself puts out a footprint, but even beyond that.
So Kamala's not using, solar-powered transportation or electric transportation on her campaign trail?
Remember, I'll never forget the photo op where the car was plugged in, the electric car.
Yes.
And she was holding it as though she was, like, pumping gas, like, yes, Kamala, you're pumping electricity as we speak.
Is she feeling the current? Does it click every whatever?
It right around, like, 60 megahertz or, what? Oh, my gosh.
Genius.
Yeah, not exactly.
No.
But smart enough to tell us all how to live and we should all buy one. And
Yeah.
So as Lizzo got aboard the aircraft, she declared, "This is how a bad witch saves democracy."
Mm-hmm.
You hoes couldn't even spell democracy.
And she doesn't know we're not one?
Who is she talking to?
Who knows?
I mean,
if
people are at a plane and they're maybe they're waving to her, could there actually be fans there?
I don't know.
And then you're telling your own fans you can't spell democracy?
But I'm going to go save it. Right.
Okay. And it does. It remains. I love this news.
Uh-oh.
It remains unclear whom she was referring to with the word hose.
Maybe they were. Was she in farm country or anything like that? Were there farmers with tools or anything like that?
Okay. No, it doesn't appear. Which is funny because that's how they spell it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think it really has to do with a garden variety tool that could be quite helpful.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Her invocation of the democracy word neglects the fact that Kamala Harris skipped the entire primary process and was anointed by the Democrats as the candidate without receiving a single vote. That,
whoops.
Not really democracy in action.
No votes involved there?
No. Huh. No. Huh. Lizzo appeared Saturday at a Kamala Harris rally in Detroit, where she declared to the crowd that if Harris wins the election, the whole country will be like Detroit. Wow.
That's not encouraging.
Well, do you remember who was it? Trump got in trouble.
Yes,
they tried
he did.
To get
they tried to
get him in trouble. Look, I can say this. I was born there. I've seen the changes.
Mm-hmm.
The place became not a nice place.
Right.
And it was that way for a very long period of time. Some people have come in trying to turn it around. I root for them. I hope for them. But it is still
not what it was.
Yes.
No.
Not by a long shot.
It's not 1960 or something. So, yeah.
But, yeah, she said, yeah, the whole country will be like Detroit.
Well, get rid of to get mugged, robbed, whatever.
Oh, hey, the whole country's going to be like Detroit.
Yeah.
But we're not going to have any big business like, oh, I don't know, car manufacturing. Because we're going to get all that from China.
Yeah, we via Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her comment has provoked widespread ridicule given Detroit's status as a city in severe economic decline where crime runs rampant and urban blight is commonplace.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. But Lizzo enjoys posing with private jets for social media. And, well, I won't tell you how she dressed because it's breakfast time. Let's just say she was wearing garments that were small to begin with.
They tend to be tight, yes.
And extremely small compared to her particular size.
Think Walmart.
Think Walmart. Think Walmart.
Just the things you see at Walmart.
Oh! I was thinking train wreck.
Well.
Don't look!
Yeah.
Oh, we still have plenty of stuff we want to cover. Today, Trump getting huge applause at a football game. We'll talk all about that. And don't forget, we got our special guest from Epic Times, Nanette Holt. That's coming up at 8:05. And you, my friends, are listening to 97.3 The Sky. You got to win the dating game. And then Kamala will win your vote.
Excuse me?
I'll explain. It is a little... be a little confusing, I guess.
Mm.
It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You can always get the Bob Rose Show podcast anywhere where you normally get your podcast. Download and click subscribe, and there you have it. Vice President Kamala Harris has received backlash. She's got an ad, and it's an online ad.
Okay.
And it was produced in the format of a popular genre of dating game videos.
All right.
That feature a line of potential dates who can pop a balloon to reject a male suitor. In the video, a black man walks into the studio before several women introduces himself. What do you do? How much do you make? Says the host. I work in finance. I make six figures. Wow. How tall are you? He says, 6'5". The women then say, ooh, to each other in response to his enticing answers. Before another one asked if he plans to vote in the upcoming November election. I didn't plan on it, he replies, prompting all of the women to pop their balloons, signaling an instant rejection.
Wow.
Rejected. Yeah.
But this kind of picking on the black guys, I think that's not a smart idea on their part.
I totally agree
with
that.
Which I hope they keep doing it, but I think it's really stupid on their part.
The ad was created by Harris's Deputy Director of Creative Strategy, Brian McBride, who hid many negative comments that he got on X after posting the video.
I wonder if this is the same guy that did that stupid Molly Shannon video for the Al Smith Catholic dinner. I mean, that was stupid.
I almost forgot about that.
She shouldn't have skits involved in any way. They just don't turn out well.
The outreach is out of touch and senseless, one user wrote. Their audience is mostly women and teenagers, another commenter said, referring to the primary viewers of dating game videos. So how will this convince black men to vote if this doesn't target them
wow.
and instead shames them, which is also not a good persuasion method.
Yeah.
Well said. No. When somebody can just comment like that on X,
yeah.
and it's clear that they know more about marketing
yes.
than the people that are in charge of it. Okay.
Wow.
somebody Amazing. Said, did Trump make these? Because this doesn't help Kamala. Yeah.
That's great.
It appears they finally gave up on hiding the negative comments after more bad reviews just came pouring in.
Yep. I love it.
One person remarked, as always, black women wanting to keep black men down.
Ooh.
Wow. Anyway, it's... Wow. Yeah, the fallout was pretty strong. I guess it's, you know, another kind of a Bud Light moment for their campaign.
Well, they keep doing these things. Like they had, they had the wrestler Batista on one of the late night shows last week. And I talked about this Friday when you were gone. It's like they had him sitting there talking. Basically, you've got a former pro wrestler actor, current actor, making fun of a 70-ish-year-old man for not being tough. I'm like, which one of you almost got your head blown off on national television and stood back up? It's not the actor. It's the former president.
Oh, and who has portrayed basically a big, dumb meathead?
Just saying.
To make a living.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah.
Talk about not being real and being tough. I'm not, again, he was a big guy. Tough guy. Wouldn't want to fight him, but come on. Pro wrestler making fun of a politician, if you will. That's just kind of stupid.
And like, toughness is some kind of a physical attribute.
Well, when you've lived your life of toxic masculinity in the eyes of the left, Batista, really? You like the poster child for that.
Yes. So, that's exactly right. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Real men know that toughness goes well beyond to be physically tough.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be president of the United States. You want people shooting at you. You want to sit across from our enemies and try to make trade agreements that benefit America. That takes a certain amount of toughness to do yeah. that successfully. And we already know Trump possesses that.
And I will tell you that since Batista has taken a lot of the muscle off, supposedly, I guess, for some of his roles, and he was wearing pearls the other day, and I thought, wow, you must be part of that, Men for Kamala group, because you're looking a little on the ladylike
was
side.
Was he really wearing pearls?
Yes. It looks.
Is it like a fashion thing?
I didn't see any
men. I didn't see any men wearing pearls at Biketoberfest.
No, I can imagine. I doubt they were.
Governor Newsom opened up his pie hole. I got to tell you, no matter
Shocking.
How many stupid things he says, his hair is always perfect.
Perfect.
Yes.
Sounds like a line on a song.
Yeah, he's like the werewolf of San Francisco.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, look, he's at it again. I'll cut this one short. He's calling Donald Trump a fascist.
Oh, that's original. Really?
Yeah.
Haven't we moved past that one onto the latest, name of the week?
Yeah. It's like, really?
Yeah.
That's all you got, buddy?
Okay.
Sticks and stones?
Go
Come
hang
on.
Out with, go hang out with Batista.
Yeah. You probably would.
Yeah, mine.
Mm. Mm. Take a walk on the wild side, boys. We've got a very special guest from Epoch Times, and Nanette will be joining us here, Nanette Holt, in just a couple minutes. Hang on.